Thank you, Mayu. Some time ago, this church got involved in a Divine Science Federation International biannual meeting in San Antonio, Texas, and the topic was back to the basics. But what are those basics is a topic of today's lesson, the truth of man, the truth of you, the truth of me, the truth of all men and women. I am the tree of life within you. My life will and must push forth, but it will do it by gradual and steady growth. You cannot come into your fruitage before you have grown into it. Remember, my life is all the time building you up into the perfection of health and strength and beauty that must express outwardly as it is even now expressing within. You who have begun to realize I am within, but have not yet learned to commune with me, listen and learn now. My friends, these are the words of Joseph Brenner, the once anonymous author of the book, The Impersonal Life. Brenner taught that Christ proclaiming I am indicated that the true spirit that resides in every human being. Jesus referred to this true spirit as the Father within. In your church program of today, please notice that the book, The Impersonal Life, is listed as suggested reading. And I highly recommend that you consider reading this enlightening book and taking in the profound truth of its spiritual message. Of course, what Joseph Brenner taught and what he wrote upon was not only true during his human lifetime, but was something that the Master taught a little over 2,000 years ago. And when he told us, it was the Father within that doeth the works. Likewise, from the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis in particular, we know that we have always been of the one and only source. And the truth of us is the I am, the Alpha and the Omega. Thus, the following scripture tells us, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1, verses 26 through 27. Here today as practicing divine scientists, we also know that before there could be a man, there must have been an idea of man. The Father, divine mind, had an idea of man, and this idea is his Son. The perfect man idea, the offspring of the God mind, this son, this daughter, if you will, is of God. It is the Christ, the only begotten of the Father. The Son, being the exact image and likeness of the Father, is perfect, even as the Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. All that we find in divine mind, we find in its offspring, in you. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? In him dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So, my friends, with the foregoing in mind, we ask ourselves, why does man continue to go about from day to day, even from hour to hour, not knowing of nor living within his truth, but rather being tossed about by mental and emotional thoughts that have nothing to do with his true nature as a son or a daughter of God? Yes, the Christ is of each of us, my friends, and as spiritual beings, we are indeed sons and daughters of God. But this truth is of naught. It means nothing unless man comes to truly realize as much and lives his truth out here in the world as did the Christ Jesus. And so we now come to the Son of Man, or the man of the flesh, the spiritually ignorant and enlightened person who believes his entire being is of the temporary flesh and that he is separate and apart from whatever God concept to which he holds. And so it is that all individuals, one accent of the realization, have asked themselves many, many times, as I am sure that we have, up until the time we got here in this church, why am I here on planet Earth in the condition I am in? Why is there so much suffering if God is good and loving? If God is just, and this is a just universe, then why is there so much injustice in the world? Why are some born healthy and some sick, some rich, some poor? Why is there racial injustice, hatred, war, and so many other seemingly real horrors out here in this world of the flesh? These questions, my friends, are of the mental man, the man without the single eye, who knows not his real identity. The masses have sought answers to these questions for centuries and on up to this very day, this very moment. But they have missed the answer and the truth that have been with them for the ages. The parents of discord and upheaval in their personal lives about the world is all about the fall of that couple, that first couple, Adam and Eve, the fall of man, which was the onset of man's sense of separation from God. And it is inherent in the story of Adam and Eve, a story that is all too often taken out of context. The story of Adam and Eve and the fall of man is an allegory. They are not individuals. They never were. The Bible tells us very plainly that God created all of us at the same time and that he finished his creation. By the way, the word creation is a figure of speech, a use by man's intellect as he attempts to grasp, to understand the idea of the beginning of life, when in truth there was and is no beginning, just as there is no death or ending. The essence of you and me has always existed because our truth is of the Father, the Alpha, the Omega, spirit being eternal. The story of Adam and Eve implies that mankind was living in a state of immortality in the Garden of Eden, which is the kingdom of God consciousness that is just waiting to be discovered. That man was happy and had unlimited possibilities for joy, growth, fullness. However, in this story, the desire for the wisdom to know intellectually implies that man did not consciously know all that he wanted to know. And he was told not to seek the answers in the world of appearances of the forbidden fruit. However, since they were created in God's image and likeness and had unlimited freedom, dominion, as we all do, they did as they pleased, and they turned away from God, and they took part in the fruit. And through that separation, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. In other words, they had to experience the consequences of their choices, something that we continue to experience this very day. What the story depicts is what happens to those, to us, who have used the power of free choice unwisely. Adam and Eve are not separate people. They are the mental, emotional, the reasoning, and the feeling sense of every individual, whether male or female. And so it is that when outside of the Garden of Eden, God consciousness, man, you and I, appear to be unlike God because we, through disobedience, find ourselves falling into sin or error thinking. And through accepting race thoughts, primarily thinking and exclaiming that he is but of this or that race, color, creed, and that he is different than others about him, he has adopted wrong ideas about himself and his true relation to his source. Man believes that he is unlike God and separate and apart from him. And these concepts have, by the law of thought, become manifest out here in the world of appearances as that which is counter to good, to God. When Jesus said to his followers, "I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you," he was not speaking of a man in a physical body. He was referring to the universal divine idea in all people. As we first read in the basic principle book in Divine Science, we make a definitive distinction between Jesus and the Christ. Jesus was the man who lived in Nazareth 2,000 years ago. Christ is the eternal God Self, dwelling each one of us here today, this very moment, and every individual around the world, whether they or whether we realize it or not. The Christ is the Son of God, the divine idea of man, forever held in God mind. The Christ life brings forth the Christ idea into its perfect and complete expression out here in the world. The Christ in Jesus of Nazareth was the Son of God. The Christ in you is also the Son of God. The Christ mind in Jesus and in you is the mind of God working in and through its idea to bring it into full expression. The Christ mind in you is the one with the Christ mind in all humanity. This is the true basis of universal brotherhood, my friends. But man continues to turn away from this truth, seeing himself as a separate being, a being outside and apart of the creative, loving power that lives and loves him always into eternity, in spite of his personal ignorance and arrogance. Think about this, if you will. If your entire living was governed by your higher phase of mind, the Christ would be truly expressing through you. And with the light of Christ going before you, your experiences would be good and very good. And you could validly say, as Jesus did, "Not I, but the Father within me does the work." By the way, Jesus often spoke of himself as a Son of Man, Yahshua ben Joseph. And by this, he seems to have meant the human personality. Just as often, though, he spoke of himself as the Son of God. When he did so, he did not mean the personality of the man Jesus, but his true self, the Christ, which he knew to be a direct expression of the Father, and as eternal and changeless as God. My friends, out here of late, out here in the world of appearances, there appears to be social upheaval, untold anger, racial unrest, fear, and all else that is the direct result of limited man and his prejudice, his hatred of his fellow man, his faulty ego, and his blindness as to his real self. And so what we see out here is a manifestation of a limited mind, a mind that knows not. Likewise, there is this thing we have, COVID. Something of this world that we deal with as we go through this life out here in the material world, but not something that we allow to terrorize us, my friends, because we are health. We are perfection. We are abundance. We are spirit being, sons and daughters of God, and we look beyond appearances. As practicing divine scientists, knowing who and what we are, eternal spirit in our Father, made in his image and likeness, how can we possibly give power to the appearance of anything out here in the world? There is only one power, and that power lives us and moves us and has our entire being, and all is consciousness. And although the world seems to be upside down and in need of truth, I think we know, as hard as it may seem to accept, that we are not here. We are not here to bring about peace, stem discord, make the weak stronger, to save the whales, to stop wars, because we of our own selves can do nothing. Rather, my friends, we are here for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to know God all the more, to realize our identity in him, and to live and move in his being. And it is then and only then that his love, his peace, his health, his joy, his abundance, his perfection, and his fullness shall prevail the world over. Because when all are in the light, there can be no darkness. It's up to us. Knowing who and what we are, let us become all the more invigorated with faith in the God presence within and of each of us, letting the spirit of love, wholeness, beauty, and perfection flow through us continually, all the more transforming our mind, hearts, and bodies, and souls into God's perfect pattern on the mount. Although we may waver in faith from time to time because of appearances out here in the world, and because of certain emotional and physical experiences of flesh, let us continue to go within, realizing and claiming our true being and nature, knowing that no weapon, call it COVID or whatever, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Believe it. Know it. Live it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Our human interest in the world without, in our physical and limited self, keep us from a consciousness of our true self, our divinity, an awareness of the great commandments: love God with all thy heart and thy neighbor as thyself, reminds us that a self-centered approach to life is not acceptable. The unfoldment of the physical sense of self to true self is graphically illustrated and described as, first, all of self and none of thee. Later, some of self and some of thee. And finally, my friends, none of self and all of thee. And this is when we come to know the truth of man, the truth of us. This is when we have the pearl of great price, which can only be possessed by those immersed in their spiritual truth. For man of the flesh, the man of the limited mind to see the light of his truth, for him to get back to that Garden of Eden, God consciousness, he must stop looking without himself for his purpose, for his abundance, for his health, for his sense of fullness, for his identity. For all that he seeks is within. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Acts 17, verse 28. Having accepted the divine science teaching and claiming the omnipresence of God, we came to realize the exact nature of our being in him. And we came to know that our true purpose in existence is to express God, to express love, and to express the principle of oneness, of harmony, integrity, and goodness. Knowing who and what we are, we innately understand that no outside force, no person, place, or thing is going to do anything to us or for us. For God works through us when we accept everything that he is and we are. The I Am. We are more than human indeed, my friends. We are eternally the beloved spiritual children of the Most High. And the Christ that resides in each of us resides in all. And this amazing and awesome truth comes to man through grace, through God consciousness alone. As today's lesson comes to a close, let us consider the wonderful words of Scripture that touch upon our truth, the truth of man, the truth of each of us. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye all are one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Ephesians 4:6. And is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? John 10:34. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation? And let this lesson of your truth, of your being, of your identity in your Father into your consciousness. Please close your eyes. Become comfortable in your seats, my friends. Be still. Be still. And give heartfelt gratitude and thankfulness for the glorious truth of your eternal being. Be still. Be still. As the still, small voice within comes to you this very moment, saying ever so gently, you are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Be still. Be still. And know that God's presence is your sufficiency in all things. And you are to live purposefully and gratefully in His perfect will, seeking nothing but greater wisdom and realization of your truth as His beloved and eternal child. Father, for the awareness of your omnipresence, for your overflowing love, health, joy, fullness, wisdom, and abundance that is here now and ours always, for your amazing grace that is ours even during those times when we as your children might stumble, for the realization and knowledge of our eternal life in you and of you. O most loving Father, we humbly, we joyously give you our gratitude and praise. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines His love upon thee and is gracious unto thee always. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee His peace. Amen.